visiting today with PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet to preview their 2025 football season, which is just about to get going. Coach, you know, before we start on this year, let's take a little step back and look at kind of last year. You know, you guys had an undefeated season, went to the Dome, unfortunately didn't quite go the way you wanted, but just kind of, you know, scoping it down a little bit, your thoughts on last season.
Well, I thought that, you know, we played really, really well right up until the very end, but I don't think we were battle tested enough, you know, as the season progressed to be able to, you know, pull something off like beating a really, really good Spirit Lake team and kind of matching their guys. But, you know, that is the way it goes sometimes, and we fell a little bit short, but, you know, we're eager to make some progress this year too.
You know, starting on this season a little bit, just kind of initial thoughts on the schedule and then, you know, obviously the first year of the two-year rotation on the district.
Thoughts on schedule, you know, the first thing that stands out is I think it's going to be a really tough schedule. You know, we graduate a lot of guys, and we're very young, we're very inexperienced, and, you know, we play one of the best 1A teams in Sigourney, Kyoto, and then we start off and we play two of the best 3A teams with Nevada and Williamsburg. So, you know, that's definitely no walk in the park. Like, we're going to have to really achieve and maybe even overachieve to walk out of any of those games with wins. But that's okay. You know, that's totally fine. We want to play those games tough because when we get into district, you know, things don't necessarily ease up. You know, you throw some teams like, you know, Pella Christian and Centerville, and you know, I could go on and name some of the other teams in there too. It's going to be a tough road throughout the whole year. And I do think that if we can keep on, you know, consistently improving, and we play those games tough and we compete and we have to compete, I think that'll bode well for us, you know, if we do, by chance, make the playoffs.
You know, going into this season, let's start on offense, talking a little bit about that. Of course, you guys are going to miss Adrian Robbins and Gavin Van Dorp and Riley Graber and a few of those guys that were big key contributors on your offense this year. Where are you kind of at right now and feeling comfortable with being able to replace kind of the production that they gave you last season?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a similar offense with different parts, I think. We're taking a look at our line, and we have a couple guys back on there, but not everybody's back. And so with us and our offense, the way we want to be able to run the ball to establish any sort of pass game, we have to take care of guys up front first. And so, you know, I think it all really does start up front with our offensive line. If they can come along and they can make progress and they can start gelling together as a unit, you know, that's going to make things much easier, you know, for guys like Shea Burns, who is a talented back. I mean, he doesn't have all the stats that Adrian had or anything like that, but, you know, anybody who knows football knows that Shea Burns can run the ball. Anybody knows, you know, that Jax can run the ball too, Jax straight for us. And then, you know, if we can get that run game established, that's going to help a new quarterback, you know, like Wagaman, to be able to feel more comfortable and have basically more open reads to the balls that we want him to be able to throw. But, you know, it's a work in progress. Like I said, it's one of those things that we never want to stop getting better at. I don't think we're at a bad place right now, but we're nowhere where we need to be at the end of the year.
You know, you talked about offensive line. Hayden Shannon, kind of a guy that's already starting to get some national attention in terms of recruiting, and just based on, you know, his size and his skill from last season. What are your kind of expectations for Hayden going into this season?
Well, I think Hayden, you know, he sets his expectations at a pretty high standard. He really does. You know, he's been to some of those big Division I schools that most kids only ever dream about getting to see, let alone getting invited to as a recruit. And so, he's taken a look at some of those top guys around the country, and he knows what the standards are, and I don't think he's interested in waiting around to see if he progresses into that type of player. I think he really is going to take it upon himself to establish him as that type of Division I player that everybody wants.
You know, taking a look at defense, you know, I know you kind of run the defensive side of things here with this program, but, you know, graduating some guys like Caden Clark and the Dorad boys, Carson Hansen, some talented players like that, Riley Graber, I already mentioned him on offense, and Adrian. Kind of defense this year, what are you kind of expecting, and how are you going to kind of fill some of those gaps? And Finn, I should mention Finn Wilson, too, what he brought.
Oh, yeah, sure. You mentioned a lot of perimeter guys, but I tell you what, there's two guys in there, Trainer Van Dyke and Caden Clark, that really fit in that interior spot, and they're going to be tough to replace. Trainer Van Dyke was just so quick and explosive, and it had just great playmaking tackling ability for us. And so, you know, right there at that interior spot, that's where we're trying to get some of those guys that are on the offensive line. So, like, you know, Hayden's going to play down in there. Braden Lester, rather. And then Jake Thomas, who's a kid that we're all pretty high on around here, that He didn't play much varsity time last year, but this year he's looking at being a one-way, potentially a two-way starter. At our defensive ends, we feel really good because we got both those guys back, and our inside backers, we feel pretty good because we got Jones back, who played for half of the season last year, then got hurt and really couldn't finish, and Burns stepped in and took his spot. So, you know, if we didn't have Finn Wilson graduating, we'd have technically two starters back at a linebacker spots. And then, everywhere else, it's just a matter of guys that they've kind of been waiting their turn. They haven't been bad players, they haven't been poor players, but they've had seniors in front of them that were really, really good and can make a lot of plays. And so now it's going to be their time for, in some cases, 1 year. Some of them are seniors, but in other cases, some of them are sophomores. So it should be a fun year that way, just watching those young guys develop and then the seniors that get their opportunity to start, go out there and make some plays.
You know, you're going to scrimmage Pella, and then you have the week one coming up right after that. Talk a little bit about your week one matchup a little bit and kind of what you're expecting.
Well, Sigourney Hyota is just what I would consider a legendary Central Iowa football team for years and years. They're always tough year in, year out. They run a complicated scheme on offense, at least to the defensive eye. It's pretty complicated. You have to be very, very disciplined. And then, you know, when they're on defense, you just always know you're going to get a physical wrecking, just a wrecking crew in there. All their coaches do a great job, great guys. We really like playing each other. You know, they're one of those teams where no matter what they got at the freshman level, they'll play you in a game. No matter what they got at the JV level, they'll play you in a game. So we get three games, right away for all of our dudes with that. And like I said, it's just, it's going to be a really physical and very, very well-coached game coming from Sigourney Hyota.
Coach, is coaching staff pretty similar to what you guys had last year? And also kind of what are you and your coaches at this point of the season as we're kind of about a week and a half away from the season started, kind of really working on right now to get ready for the start of the year?
Well, the coaching staff is pretty much the same. We did lose our quarterback's coach in a way. Coach Harrison's still around, but he's taken a year to focus more on golf and a little bit on family. But he does still show up and just toast us and Skelly sometimes. He's a really good scout team quarterback, so he's not totally out of the picture. I look for him to come back here in a little while, but he needed to take a little bit of sabbatical. And some other things that we're working on are just really shoring up that defensive line. I mean, the way our defensive plays is the guys up front, they have to read almost better than linebackers have to read. Linebackers have to make them correct, but there's a certain way that we want our defensive line to take on blocks that they get and to fit a certain way so that the whole puzzle behind them can fit into place. And right now we feel like we have two defensive ends that are doing a great job at that, but our interior guys, minus Trainer Van Dyke in there, he's no longer around in there. That's where our focus has been, just kind of shoring that up a little bit. Like I said, I think our outside linebacker play is pretty solid. And then the defensive backs, we've got three or four guys that we really, really feel like that can play, maybe even five guys. And it's just a matter of how are we going to rotate those guys and who's good at what, who's special at what, and then just trying to find the proper pieces for them based on what we're going to see on offense. That's one thing that we kind of talked about. We don't think we can this year. We're not probably just going to be able to line up and play our base defense in terms of coverage. We're gonna have to switch some things up, so we're gonna need some guys that are pretty smart and savvy back there to play that.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up, last question for you, and it's never a really big ask for PCM, but just always your encouragement for people to come out on Friday nights, support this team, and cheer on your guys.
I tell you what, it's a great place to play. We certainly haven't lacked in support, and I hope that we don't this year. But one thing I can tell them is we're young, but we're a good young. We're going to be fighting, and I think you're going to see a lot of progress as the year goes on.